People love to know the meaning behind place names, either to connect deeper with an area or maybe to impress a date, like fictitious anchorman Ron Burgundy.
Discovered by the Germans in 1904, they named it San Diego, which of course in German means a whale's vagina.
No, there's no way that's correct.
Don't be like Ron Burgundy here. Be like our Bay Curious listener who wants to know the facts.
My name is Sridhar Ramachandran. I live in San Francisco.
Sridhar has been living here a few years, and he's hungry for knowledge.
I know that a lot of the names of the cities and towns in the Bay Area have like Spanish and Roman Catholic origins, but considering the Bay Area has got such a rich history, I thought it would be interesting to know if any of the city names have, specifically peculiar origins.
This week on Bay Curious, we're going to help you impress your friends by teaching you some weird etymologies of various Bay Area places. I'm Jessica Placek, in for Olivia Allen Price. Today, I've brought in reporter extraordinaire and knower of Bay Area histories, Dan Brecky.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Together, we're going to tell you about various place names and their origins.
Dan's got a really big book right here.
Well, this is like the standard reference. It's Good's California Place Names. And I will say that if you're curious about California place names, the book called California Place Names is a really good book to have.
Okay, can I start with one that I think is kind of surprising?
Yeah.
At least in terms of thinking that everything has like Spanish and Roman Catholic origins, was San Ramon.
San Ramon. Yeah. It sounds, I would say that means Saint Ramon.
What it comes from is there was just some dude named Ramon. He was a sheep herder near a creek, and so then it was Ramon's Creek, and then they just added the San so it would fit in with the other cities and towns.
Good for Ramon. What was he, a goat herder or a sheep herder?
Sheep herder. Like some kind of shepherd.
Okay. I like that one.
Yeah, me too.
Fremont's not Spanish. John Charles Fremont was a famous American general and explorer who made a couple of important expeditions to California in the 1840s. Anyway, we have a town named after him. And Fremont is actually very important in another way in terms of naming something, which was the Golden Gate. He supposedly looked out across the bay and saw this opening to the sea and coined this term. He was actually thinking of the Golden Horn in the Middle East, the passage between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean, where Istanbul is. It was a very important classical city, and he looked at this passage out to the Pacific from the bay, and he called it Chrysopoli, or Golden Gate. And there you have it.
Cool.
And that really is why it's called the Golden Gate.
Can we talk a little bit about Berkeley? Because yeah. A lot of people know about Berkeley.
You mean Barclay, obviously.
Oh?
Well, it's named after Bishop George Barclay. He was an Enlightenment philosopher in England and Ireland. In England, that particular construct, that E-R-K, is often pronounced A-R-K. And there is also Berkeley Square in London, which is actually would look to us like Berkeley Square.
And the reason Berkeley or Barclay got named as such is because when the founders of the school decided to found the school, where they found the school, one of them was inspired by this poem by Barclay Berkeley. And the poem goes like this.
Westward, the course of empire takes its way. The four first acts already passed. A fifth shall close the drama with the day. Time's noblest offspring is the last.
That really is the kernel of that expansionist, colonialist ideal. So there's a controversy about Bishop Berkeley, which is here we have a town that believes it's the most enlightened, liberated place on earth and is at the forefront of all sorts of progressive social movements, and it's named for somebody who was a slaveholder.
Are we going to start a controversy now where they change the name? That'd be wild.
I think that it's a reach to think Berkeley's going to change its name. Another one is Mount Diablo.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Why is there a mountain named after the devil?
I don't know, because we're in the Bay Area. We love cults.
No, there's a story that there was supposed to have been a battle back in, I think, Spanish colonial days when the area was being settled between Native Americans and Spanish/Mexican troops. In the midst of this battle, darkness fell, and in the morning, when the Spanish troops looked for their enemies, they had vanished. And the Spanish, being terribly superstitious, said, oh, the devil must have assisted them in their escape. And so they called this area Monte Diablo. Monte Diablo was heard by the Anglos when they arrived, and they decided it referred to this big mountain. However, it turns out that could be a mistranslation, because monte sometimes means forest in Spanish, not mountain. When you look at it, I mean, you can see it for 100 miles. You know, it just rises up from nothing, from a plain. I mean, that's a place that I think it has power. People want to name a place because they feel that that presence means something. It embodies a spirit. It embodies some kind of quality that's really important to them.
That reminds me of how California itself got named. So the name California comes from a best-selling novel written in 1510 called Las Sergas de Esplandian, or The Deeds of Esplandian. In it, the author describes California as a remote island full of gold and precious stones. The natives of this land were these beautiful black warrior women who lived like the Amazons and served their ruler, Queen Calafia. There's some debate which Spanish explorer actually gave this land the name California. It could have been Hernan Cortes himself, or a mutinous pilot, Fortun Jimenez. Thank you, Dan, so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
This has been enlightening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for bringing your book and teaching me stuff.
Oh, you taught me stuff.
I'm flattered. If you want to learn more, head to our website, where we've got the meaning behind over 70 Bay Area place names. We've even got an interactive map. Find it at baycurious.org. That's it for today's show. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Jessica Plachek. Thanks for listening.